In this bulletin, the federal government calls criticism of its pandemic payment backflip ridiculous. Saudi Arabia urges the world not to overreact to its reopening of airspace to Israeli planes. And in tennis, Australia's Leighton Hewitt inducted into the Sports International Hall of Fame. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The federal government has defended its delay in bringing back the pandemic leave payment after earlier insisting it could not reinstate the funding. Treasurer Jim Chalmers says the criticism of opposition spokesperson Susan Lee is uncalled for after she said the government had been dragged kicking and screaming to reintroduce the $750 payments for those who did not have sick leave to cover a period of COVID-imposed isolation. He has told Sky News the government is not interested in playing blame games, but in looking after the nation.
There's an appetite in the community to come together around these problems and not to constantly carp and whinge about them. And I think that those comments from, whether it's Susan Lee or from others, are frankly ridiculous in the context of us trying to do the right thing by people.
Meanwhile, Liberal leader Peter Dutton has called on the government to move faster on acquiring nuclear submarines as part of the AUKUS security pact. Defence Minister Richard Marles has been considering whether Australia will obtain US or UK-made submarines during the first quarter of 2023. But Mr. Dutton says the process needs to be sped up and that time is of the essence on the submarine deal. He says the vessels are becoming more significant because relations with China are continuing to sour. Victoria's opposition party has promised it will legislate an emissions reduction target of 50% by 2030 if it wins the November state election. The coalition's target matches that of Victorian Labour and is higher than the 43% goal set by the federal Labour government. Liberal leader Matthew Guy says part of their plan is to establish a $1 billion hydrogen strategy and upgrade transmission lines in Western Victoria to accommodate renewable energy sources. Still on climate change, and residents in the United Kingdom are preparing for extreme heat in the coming days. Authorities are also planning an emergency meeting to discuss any potential emergency response after Britain's weather forecaster issued its first red extreme heat warning for parts of England on Monday, the 18th of July, and Tuesday, the 19th of July. Officials are worried about the impact on people's health and the healthcare system that is already challenged by the COVID-19 pandemic. Britain's Health Secretary Steve Barclay says ambulance services are nevertheless organizing additional measures to cope with the anticipated increase in demand that warmer temperatures will bring.
The clear message to the public is to take the sensible steps in terms of water, shade and cover that many people are aware of. That's the best way of mitigating against the heat. We're asking people to keep an eye out for their neighbours and those who may be vulnerable. But we're also putting in additional contingency support as well.
Saudi Arabia has played down talks that its relations with Israel are normalizing after it agreed to reopen airspace to its neighbor's civilian aircraft following talks with U.S. President Joe Biden. Ties between Israel and Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, have been inching closer amid shared concerns over Iran. The kingdom's public stance is that it has long welcomed normalization with Israel so long as Palestinian rights and demands for statehood are guaranteed. But Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud says the change does not mean anything else is going to happen, including military cooperation with Israel or a so-called Arab NATO.
This has nothing to do with diplomatic ties with Israel. The issue of overflights is a decision we took based on our commitments under the Chicago Protocols and also in the interest of providing connectivity between countries in the world. And we hope that it will make some travelers' lives easier. It's not in any way a precursor to any further steps.
To tennis, and Leighton Hewitt has been officially inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame. The former world number one and Australia's Davis Cup captain was given the honor as part of the 2021 class, but was unable to attend the ceremony because of COVID travel restrictions. In his remarks after receiving the award, Hewitt said he always gave 100% each time he stepped onto a tennis court. The 41-year-old says he is grateful for the career he experienced.
I feel fortunate that I was able to play across different generations, that I was able to be on the same court as my heroes that I looked up to, like Andre Agassi and Pete Sampras. and then go on and compete against three of the greatest tennis players our sport has ever seen in Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal and Novak Djokovic.
With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghadib.